Let's begin our journey with a deep breath in and a deep breath out. So, do you remember what you did in January 2019? Normally, neither do I. But there are three easy ways in which you can remember experiences from January 2019, and also maybe even things that you were grateful for in that particular month. The first way in which you can remember the things that you were grateful for in January of 2019 is to actually check your gratitude journal, if you have one. And if you have one and you're not accustomed to writing the date to when you were grateful or when you wrote something in it, I totally advise you to start doing that, so that at the end of 2020 you will know at least the month, if not also the day in which you wrote. So whether you have Justin's 365 gratitude journal app, or if you have a physical journal or a journal on your computer, find it and look for the things that you are grateful for in January of 2019. The second easy way to remember what you did in January of 2019 and the experiences or things that you're grateful for is by looking in Google Photos. I don't know if you do that already, or if you don't, I definitely recommend it. Back up your photos in Google Photos. It's really easy to install the app and to make sure that you have space for other things. And the cool part about this app that you can also access from your computer is that you can search by month. You can basically search for January of 2019 and you will get all of the photos that you took in 2019 in January. These photos can help us remember different experiences, maybe highlights from that particular month, or even the period in time and what we were doing right then and there, and what were some of the things that we were grateful for about that month. And the third easy way to get to find out what beautiful experiences you can be grateful for in January of 2019 is again to use your photos. If you have them on your computer or on your phone or on your Facebook, if you post a lot, or on your Instagram, just look back, scroll and see what you are doing in 2019 and particularly in January. So the first thing that I want you to think about is how you started the year. How was New Year's Eve last year? Who were you with? What did you do? What were your intentions for this year? And what were the things that you managed to achieve? Out of all of the things that we want to do in our life and we set objectives for, not all have to come to fruition. But it's very important for us to see the fact that at least we managed to make some of them a reality. And this is very powerful because it creates confidence for us to reach for new goals, and maybe even more important, to have hope for the future. I started my year with the family, having fun and laughing, and waking up on the first day of 2019 in a cozy room with a beautiful fireplace. It wasn't all perfect, but these are the things that I'm really grateful for. And I want you to think about your New Year's Eve and your first day of 2019 and the things that you appreciate about that experience. And of course, write it down. It may be the fact that you were with family or with good friends, or that you were in a beautiful place. Just find one thing that you appreciate about that particular experience. The second thing that I'm grateful for in January of 2019 is the fact that I received a really beautiful and touching surprise on my birthday. We wanted to go to this really classy restaurant ever since we've met the owners in Bali. And I thought that it would be a great opportunity to go there on my birthday. After enjoying the food and the drinks, the waitress told us it was on the house. And she did it in such a beautiful way that I got a really warm and fuzzy feeling in my heart. And I felt so much gratitude in that moment. And I knew that they were behind it. Even though they weren't there, they've managed to surprise me in a really beautiful way. And the third experience that I'm grateful for in January of 2019 is going to a presentation about some scientific experiments that were done on the effects that some essential oils have on different viruses or bacteria compared to antibiotics. And well, that was really interesting because since the essential oils are natural, the bacteria or virus isn't adapting to them as is the case with many antibiotics. The reason why I'm grateful for that experience is that even though we got there late, we met there with some friends and we had a lot of fun. And while the room was full, we got the best seats in the house. And afterwards, we went for a drink and we just hung out and had a lot of fun. So I'm grateful for how things can turn up and for fun friends. These are my three experiences from January of 2019 that I'm grateful for. What are yours? They can be big, they can be small. It doesn't really matter. Just think about them and write them down.